Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood, do continue to hang out with us. Thank you for being here.
Thank
we got
you.
So much more show for you. So music is here from Fast and Furious 9. Fast 9.
Yeah, Big, they always have, like, the coolest features. You know, we've had some amazing music from there, like See You Later with Charlie Poop, and we had Wiz Khalifa, one of the biggest songs. And now we're getting music. They're going to have features with A$AP Rocky, Pop Smoke, Offset, Rico Nasty, Trippie Redd, Ty Dolla $ign, Jack Harlow, Big, the list goes on.
I wonder who's the music. Well, you can find out who's the music consultant. I wonder. Luda probably, I'm pretty sure if we go down.
He has.
The soundtrack, he's been, okay.
Tyrese, too. Both of them have had a song together on one of the soundtracks.
What about Bow Wow? Has Bow Wow had a song
I didn't
there?
See that one. But I think he would.
Well, we know what you got to do today. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But we got new music from Fast and Furious 9. Also, In Case You Missed It, Migos in the neighborhood for In Case You Missed It.
And that's because they just dropped a new video, Big, from their album Culture 3.
Hello.
And every time now I hear them say pandemic, I think of you.
Yeah,
you gave that
man,
to them.
But that's great. When they said pandemic, which I immediately stole from them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We turned the pandemic into a bandemic. I was like, go ahead now.
And it's so
and
good.
And they probably did. If I said it, it's a lie. Yeah. I didn't do a bandemic. You know what I'm saying?
But
I
you
did
could.
A,
There's
well,
still time.
I did more of a handout demic.
You know what I'm saying? Better.
Wow.
All righty now. Celebrity scandal, man. 50 Cent and James Harden.
There's
what the
a lot
hell?
Of lies going around. Someone is like putting even more of these lies out, but...
let's add to it.
Yeah, man.
Hell.
James Harden in between the playoffs is like low-key throwing jabs at 50 Cent, so we got to tell you the whole story.
Man, with all this celebrity boxing, put it together.
Right?
All right, and be careful how you joke with your spouse.
Yeah, man, there's this online trend where you text your wife or your girlfriend right after they leave, she's gone, come over.
Ooh.
And this idiot decided to record the whole thing, and it backfired
hey man,
on him.
Somebody gonna die.
Yeah.
One of these pranking husbands are gonna die. Period.
They need to stop.
Alrighty, all that and more. Y'all continue to hang out with us, Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood. Boy.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Father's Day week going on in the neighborhood, and people out there, yes, Father's Day is this Sunday.
Yes,
like,
it
wait,
is.
Father's Day is
oh,
coming.
No.
Yeah. We know that it's not as big as Mother's Day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they lump us in with dads and grads, you know. But let's go ahead and get into your phone tab. This one right here is Father's Day message, where Luther tries to get an unsuspecting man to leave his grandfather, who he's never met, a nice message for Father's Day.
Nice.
Let's go to get into your phone tab right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Boy.
Hello, man. Speak to please.
Speaking.
I was calling in reference to my grandfather, Stanley Smith.
What about him?
Yeah, do you remember my grandfather, Stanley Smith? They call him Stanley Cup.
I heard the name, but remember you said you want what now?
Yeah, well, this is what's going on with him right now, sir, is that, you know, for Father's Day, we're putting together a celebration, and he's getting up in years right now. But I just kind of wanted to get in touch with some of his old friends and just try to see if I can get like a recording or something like that where people can wish him a happy Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
And just talk from your heart.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is we all in the family and all, you know, we love you. I hope you have a happy Father's Day.
Could you say something about I know you love vanilla ice cream with M&M peanuts in it?
Oh, I know you love ice cream and peanuts in it.
Can you say something like, you know, drink your water, but make sure that you have your diaper on?
Oh, drinking glass of water, make your diet going.
Say, I miss you.
I miss you. I remember the old day of the southern atmosphere. And happy Father's Day.
You know, thank you so much.
I hope whatever you need that I could give you, okay. I would do the best I could to help you.
Could you tell my grandfather just real quick, like, hey, keep your teeth in your mouth. You need them.
Keep your teeth in your mouth. You need them.
There it is. I appreciate you. You have yourself a great day, man, and happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day.
Two fingers. You know what two fingers is?
No.
Peace.
Oh.
Peace.
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 All righty. Peace.
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 All right.
Peace.
Peace.
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Big Neighborhood. It's about that time for...
Another Idiot Award!
Louis G. Idiot Award, what we got?
All right, here we go. Former NFL star Vince Wilfork, Big. He played for the Patriots. He won a bunch of championships.
With the team.
Yeah, with the team.
I've never heard of him.
He won a lot of He has Super Bowl rings, right? Well, he decided to call the cops and tell them that there was some stuff missing from his home while he was moving. So while he was moving, he was like packaging some stuff. And then after the fact, when he got moved over to the new house, he realized that stuff was missing. Around that time, he thought maybe it's in a box. It's chilling.
Is it his Super Bowl rings or something?
It was the Super Bowl rings and a lot of jewelry and a lot of money that was missing, bro. So he went to the cops. He reported it. Obviously, because he reported it, everybody was on alert. Eventually, a couple weeks later, this guy gets a message from a Patriots fan and tells him, hey, somebody's trying to sell me these Super Bowl rings that they're saying are yours. Big, come to find out, person who was trying to sell them was his son.
I saw that story, man.
His son.
Damn you, Jaden. Don't you do that to your dad.
Yes, his son stole two Super Bowl rings.
You sell my National Radio Hall of Fame award is on.
Think about it. Two Super Bowl rings, two AFC championship rings, college football championship rings, a lot of money, a lot of necklaces, bracelets, earrings. Yes.
Wow.
Damn.
His son
man.
Was the one who sold, trying to sell his Super Bowl rings to somebody who was a collector.
Oh, man. That's sad, and that's also worthy of.
You're dumb! You're stupid!
Wait, you got the same last name. What's going on here?
You're an idiot!
You are a smooth idiot.
Wow.
I don't know the relationship between him and his pops, but that's damn sad.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your idiot award and don't try to sell it. Y'all stick around y'all radio, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood.
Boy.
Natalia up in here. Cardi B in the neighborhood news.
I feel like I've missed Cardi B so much because she's just been real low-key. Until now, because F9 is coming up very soon, going to be released in theaters, the new Fast and Furious film. And yes, Cardi B is in it, and she's opened up about her role.
My management said that Vin Diesel reached out, and he was talking about a role that on the next Fast and Furious will become a bigger role. And I'm like, why not? You know, I was a little over doing short appearances in films, but I'm like, it's freaking Fast and Furious. So I was like, get me there, put me on a plane.
That's dope.
Don't you just miss Cardi? Yeah, when you hear her voice, she's like, and then. Uh-huh. So she is actually going to play this girl named Leisha, and her character has a connection to Dom's past. Dom is Vin Diesel in the film. And there was also another clip of behind the scenes where she calls him Papi.
Uh-oh.
And then you hear her off camera say, oh, I'm not used to flirting in Spanish. So you know that it's not like a relative. It's something romantic.
Hey, man, and also when we had Tyrese in the neighborhood, and you guys probably know this if you've seen any clippings or anything else, is John Cena playing Vin Diesel's brother?
I think it's like his half-brother maybe a stepbrother in the film or something. But yeah, they are brothers in the film.
Go figure.
Yeah, they both got the muscle part of whoever gave that
to them. You in the gym, too. Yeah, I'm in the gym, too.
But I think it's going to be, you know, these Fast and Furious films, there's always like a great cameo from someone. There's someone new that comes into the franchise.
Oh,
and I love that they added Cardi B to this because she says that her character is a badass girl. So I can't wait to see it. June 25th. F9, Cardi B.
Are you going to the theater?
I think
that'd be another one that'd take me back to the theater.
I hope so, but you know, just as a new mom, sometimes it's hard.
Right.
Like, everyone's like, we'll babysit.
And now that everything is open, I don't know. When I went to go see Wrath of Man, it was only Veronica.
Oh, was it really?
I was sitting next to Veronica. She was sitting next to me. We were like, hey, look at this.
Scope out and bring the baby in.
It's like a private screening.
Yeah.
Believe that. And that's the 25th.
25th, yes.
There it is. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighbor.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our community. Give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Click of the day. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing. What we got?
We got Disneyland.
Hello.
The fireworks, they're about to come back, Big.
Yeah.
And this is what it's going to sound like.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, in just a few minutes, the lights will begin so you can fully experience our immersive fireworks spectacular,
man.
Disneyland.
Hey, Lou, I know at your house you hear the fireworks. Yes. Can you hear that announcement too? Are you that close?
No, I can't hear that announcement.
Oh, that'd be so cool, Louie. I'm so jealous.
That would be annoying.
Yeah.
Really?
Can you imagine that every night?
I was always jealous.
The fireworks is bad enough. You know why you're jealous?
Why?
Because you're not there.
Oh, yeah, maybe. But I'm jealous because like Louie lives really close where he could see the fireworks. Like whenever I drive by the freeway at night or something, if I'm around there, I try to aim it so I could go there around the fireworks.
Dude, there's something probably near your house that would be amazingly awesome to us that you pass by every day and don't pay attention
maybe
to.
Maybe, but it's like not there. Near you guys.
You ever took a walk and you're like, damn, I didn't know that was here.
Yeah.
Have you ever took a walk and you start to notice certain things? Like, damn.
Especially
crazy.
During quarantine because, you know, we started to walk more and discover our neighborhood.
You started to walk more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you started to walk
more. Speaking of walking, you're going to be doing a lot of that at Disneyland. And there's so much people there now because, you know, it's open. You don't really have to wear your mask if you have vaccinated. And it doesn't have, like, social distancing or capacity.
Yeah, man.
People are excited.
The crowd-wise, it doesn't feel like a summer day. It feels like a spring day. We're super excited just because of the heat to not have to wear a mask, to be able to drink our water in line. That was huge yesterday when it was so hot, was if you were taking your mask down to drink water, they were like, nope, you have to go to a designated area to drink or to eat.
Yeah, I saw her on the news yesterday.
That's wait, did you really?
Hey, dude, and she was saying, how I did. The designated area, as soon as she said that, Jason was shaking his, like, nodding his head, like, yeah, that's true.
That was hard.
Yeah.
That was hard when you couldn't drink water in line and you had to step out and go to a table.
Wow, that bad?
Damn.
That's crazy. I didn't realize it was like that until I was watching this. Cause,
but
you know,
poof, it's all gone.
Right. Yeah.
You know, here it is.
Boom.
That's Disney magic, bro.
Yeah, man.
Did you guys see pictures of, like, or just video of people going there and how many people? Like, people are so excited.
Oh, yeah.
Rides are opening up more. The Matterhorn, that's going to be opening up.
Out-of-state
restaurants are opening
up. Out-of-state people can show up.
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah. So out-of-state can show up now?
Out-of-state people can now.
All right, man.
So
they about to sell all the little badges and patches and all that.
Yeah, all the good stuff.
Yeah, man.
It's just everything is coming back, and this is hope, and now we're, like, back to normal, it feels
like.
Yeah,
man. And we've been giving away Disneyland tickets because, for real, they're hard to get.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
There's no real discounts. You know what I'm saying? So we've been giving away Disneyland tickets in the neighborhood as well. So
I wish I could win these.
Yeah, I wish I could win them. Y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boy's
Neighborhood. You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. Bad play of the day, Louis G.
Bad play of the day, and someone needs to check in on this dude, bro. Because he did a prank on his girl that is, I guess it's online, Big. You said you saw it a couple
times.
Yeah,
I guess it's, you know, other guys are doing it. It's becoming viral. I'm not doing
this. This is the first time I've seen it, but then I went down the rabbit hole and saw a bunch of other ones. But yeah, it's pretty much a prank where you text your wife or your girlfriend right when she leaves, she's gone, come on over.
Mm-hmm.
This dude did it. He was in his apartment. He's videotaping her out the window while she's walking out. She's walking out. Then all of a sudden, and then she grabs her phone, looks at her phone, then puts her bun up. Mm-hmm. She, like, puts her hair up in a bun.
That's that fighting thing.
And just kind of, like, power walking back into the apartment. And this is what happens.
I text my wife. She's gone. Come on over. Wait for it.
Coming over, Anthony.
What?
Who'd you text, huh? Who
are
you trying to text?
About?
You accidentally text me, who are you texting?
Nobody.
Who's coming over, huh? Have her come over. Have her come over. You accidentally texted me, oh, my wife is leaving? Have her come over right now. Threesome, me, you, her. Come on.
No, just
come
relax.
On. Come on.
No.
What?
I text you on purpose. Dang, killer, you about to
what do you mean
kiss
on purpose?
Her. I text you. It's a prank, babe.
Dude.
Dang, he's about to kill.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
Hey, man. I know you say you don't know what's real, but her face,
right.
Her just demeanor,
oh, okay.
Her eyes, she never blinked once. Like,
so she was so mad about him texting, like, somebody, said, come over and over and let's have a threesome.
I think she was just joking with him. Like, all right, you think you're badass, let's do it. Come
right,
on.
Right, right.
Testing the waters.
And the other one I saw, man, the girl came back and he was taping her through the... And she was in the driveway, and she pulled out a gun.
Oh no!
Yeah, man. I didn't even see if she made it into the house.
Oh,
but
man.
But yeah, man, fellas, what the hell are you guys doing?
This is one prank you should not participate in,
man.
Bro. I won't.
I'm good. I just keep to my TikTok dances that I don't put up. Alrighty, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our community. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Give it up for Ani! Ani is up in here. Don't try this at home, Ani.
Big, don't drink more coffee than you should.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when we talk about that, Big, that's actually 4 cups of coffee a day.
Damn.
28
a week. You drink coffee, right?
I do drink coffee.
Okay, how much do you drink a day?
Max 2, and that's like
max.
On a bad day.
What about you, Natalia?
Max 4, that's a bad day.
Damn.
But normally 2 is a staple. Damn. You gotta think a cup of coffee is only like 8 ounces. Look, I got two cups of coffee in front of me.
Right.
Oh, she
but
does.
But the caffeine, though. There's a lot
that's
of caffeine.
That's crazy.
And your point is?
Do you drink at least 32 ounces of water a day? Do you
no.
drink at least 4 cups of water
gosh,
a day?
No.
You drink way more
there's
than that?
There's water and coffee.
But do you
right?
drink more than that? No, for real.
No.
You don't drink at least 4 glasses of water a day?
Probably not, to be honest with you.
Oh, wow.
I love sparkling water. That's my problem, is I down that. But this is
Natalia,
but this isn't
you
got to
drink
oh
a lot
no,
more.
No, this isn't
oh, yeah,
about.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Not about her addiction. Not about her addiction.
But no, that is so crazy because I do love coffee. But when I saw 4 was like, oh, that's all you should have, not more than that. I was like, who would be drinking 4 cups of coffee a day? And then
we found her.
Yeah.
Me.
There it is.
But I think that's a crazy addiction, Big. But I love coffee because when you wake up in the morning, I wake up, I go to my kitchen, I pour the coffee, and it just smells so good. Sounds good.
Dude, I like the smell of coffee.
Oh, my gosh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, my abuelita used to wake up every single morning and just offer me coffee, and she's getting dementia a little bit, but she would forget. She would offer me every day, and every day she would offer me, but I don't drink coffee.
Yeah, she don't drink coffee.
I don't drink coffee.
She you would, know what I'm saying?
She would just offer so and cute. Offer, like, whoa.
Yeah, that's better than Frog taking you on a cocaine run.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. That's very true, bro.
Yeah, not that he's doing, maybe, you know what I mean? Believe that.
Big, is there anything, like, it's not coffee, but is there anything that you're addicted to that you can't stop?
Like, see, grabbing, no, I gotta say it, Jason, grabbing Veronica's butt.
Nope.
Yeah.
Booty,
now everybody knows. What is your secret addiction? What is your secret addiction? Y'all hit us up, Big Boy's Big Neighborhood.
Check this out. Who that?
Hey, did you find a Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio? Here's another In Case You Missed It moment with us. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing In Case You Missed It.
We got Doja Cat.
Love her.
Because she was trending on Twitter the other day, and when she was in the neighborhood, Big, you asked her, how does she not get caught up in the cancel culture?
I just keep to myself. I try not to engage, but I do. I think that it's a lame culture, but there's good intent behind it. The only thing is it gets out of hand because it's like there's people who they, in the same breath, standing up for some people also bring people down and cause fear and anxiety and that where it's not needed. I don't think that people need to be bashed over the head a million times about something. I think it's about talking about the issue and educating people on the issue instead of trying to make them hate themselves. Mm-hmm. Why is that the solution? You know?
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, what's your secret addiction? Hit us up, 866-246-8923. Let's bring Cassandra into the neighborhood. Cassandra, hello.
Hello.
What's up, you guys? What's going on, Queen? What is your secret addiction?
Okay, so my secret addiction is hot Cheetos with fresh lime juice in them. Something, for some reason, after eating those hot Cheetos and just licking your fingers is the best addiction ever. It's weird, but I love it.
I heard that. Yeah. So hot Cheetos with some lime in it in the bag, and then even the after... You like to lick your fingers.
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, yes. And even if my stomach hurts after, I'm just like, it was worth it. It was worth it.
Hey, man. Yeah. Cassandra say, I know I'm going to pay for this. That's the same way with me and ice cream sometimes. Like, I don't eat ice cream, really.
Yeah.
But I like, I'm at the house. Let me just try some.
My husband was like, oh, can I have some hot Cheetos? I was like, no, these are mine.
Yeah. And then even worse, he was like, well, can I lick your fingers? You're like, no.
Like,
that's the clothes out. You're not licking my fingers. Like, get on. Get your own bag of hot Cheetos.
Hey, like, you can lick something else, not my fingers.
Hello. Well, that was Cassandra right here. You know? All righty.
All right.
What's wrong with a little other spicy at the household? Believe that. Y'all hit us up. What is your secret addiction? Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. It is going down in the neighborhood in your father's flight. This one right here is where I call the airline because I want to make a flight reservation for my father. Unruly, upset, alcoholic, everything. The main reason why you don't want this guy to fly with you. Shout out to my man Fuzzy for playing a part of father in this phone tap. Well, let's get into your phone tap right here, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Got you.
How can I help you?
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
I'm okay. I was calling to book a flight for my father. He has like some special needs that I need to speak with you guys about.
Okay.
Do you have a flight leaving from LAX to Cleveland?
Yes, I do have flights.
And with my father, he's in detox right now. This is his fourth time in. He's an alcoholic, and I just want to make sure that he can't order any like alcoholic beverages, and hopefully he won't have anything in the system by the time we put him on the plane, because he's known to have loud outbursts also.
I don't know how we would handle that.
If there's a way that y'all can note the account or...
That I can note it.
All right, because the last time he got on, and by the time they picked him up, he was a mess. He had filled up a water bottle with vodka, and he drunk that straight on the trip, and he was detained for trying to... It's
right.
A bad situation.
No, I
trying to spit on
saying.
A pilot.
Sounds like he's in pretty bad shape. What was his last name?
His last name is Lufeig. Lufeigh.
We'll try and foresee any problems
what
that
the
may
hell
occur.
Is going on?
I'm making your flight right now.
What are you sending me now?
To the funeral.
Oh,
you,
no.
Hold on. Can you get him out of here? Oh, get him something to drink.
I want some Hennessy. Come on. Okay. I fought for this country for 40 years.
Can you just get away
if
from me?
I don't
me?
Get no brandy. It's going to be hell to pay in this.
Can you get him out of here?
Give me some liquor. Some Hennessy. Ah!
Oh, boy, this is going to be a mess.
Kind of suggest that...
Someone travel with
somebody
him?
Somebody travel with him, because
yeah,
he doesn't
talking
sound
about
like
he
he's
gonna,
in very good shape at all.
He said he's going to send a couple more people to join his second cousin. And
well, it's, I mean, it's hard for him. He just lost somebody that was close to him, you know?
That's calm compared to when he started taking his clothes off and pulling out fists of hair at a time. One time I had to put hands on him, and he kicked my teeth out and everything.
Oh, my goodness.
And I'm his son.
Yeah.
All righty, well, I thank you for your time.
You're very welcome,
and,
sir.
Make sure you note the account.
Absolutely.
All
right. I need something to drink.
Thank
okay.
you so much.
Put on the phone with.
Good luck.
The cry baby.
Bye-bye.
The phone
with the oh, my goodness.
It's going to be hell to pay.
Phone taps on the tins. Every hour, every day. Right here at Big Boy's Neighborhood.
We're 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, once again, man. Rest in peace. Rest in paradise. To Tupac right there. 50 years of age today would have been, man. That is crazy, bro. Let's bring Leslie into the neighborhood. See what's going down with Leslie. Leslie, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Leslie. We're talking about secret addictions.
Yeah.
Leslie, what is your secret addiction?
Okay, it's a secret.
Okay.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
Really? Yeah. Like regular Dr. Pepper?
Yes, the regular one.
I heard that, man. That hey, dude. Good. Like, at one point, I did like Dr. Pepper. I grew up, I was like a root beer guy. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And Dr. Pepper reminds me of root beer just a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, now that you said it, now why do I want to taste a Dr. Pepper?
Yeah.
And how often do you drink it?
I try to at least limit to one a day, but sometimes it gets a little out of hand.
All right. Is there anyone that you're hiding it from?
No, my son mostly.
Oh, you just don't want him getting your stash.
Yep.
I am.
Yeah.
You see this right here? This is from
oh
the doctor.
Gosh.
This is from the doctor. Do you want to go to the doctor? All righty. Yeah, there's a Dr. Pepper. Dr. Dre, you don't want to go to any of these doctors. I heard. And how old is your son?
He's two.
All righty now. And you say, she says she do one a day. Uh-huh. She try to do, sometimes yeah. She'll do two. How many have you ever maxed out on?
Limit two, because I try to sneak it away from him.
I heard that. And how old is your son again?
He's two, so it's like
we don't want
that right now.
Yeah, two years of age, yeah. I was getting away with so much with my kids. You know what I'm saying? But what's your secret addiction? Y'all hit us up, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, what's your secret addiction? Let's bring Manny into the neighborhood, see what's going down with Manny. Manny, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Manny. Manny, what's your secret addiction?
It's not no secret. I put it out there, but man, my biggest addiction is sushi.
Sushi.
Yum.
Really though. Like, what do you use?
Everything.
I heard
everything,
that.
Everything, man.
Everything. Wow. Had you always eaten sushi?
I first started eating sushi probably around 12 with my dad, and it used to be like almost an every year thing with like birthday, but then once I got my own money,
yeah,
I started going like almost every week, man.
Hey, man, you know what's crazy is early on I used to think like, man, sushi, like, dude, I don't want any raw this or
same here, bro.
And now, dude, like, I enjoy sushi. Like, my wife really enjoys it as well, mm-hmm. man.
Can you tell the difference between like a good sushi and like an awesome sushi? Because to me, it kind of just every time I go to a sushi place, it's kind of the same.
Manny, can you tell the difference?
No, I could definitely tell the difference between same. Deep fish and good fish.
Yeah, huh. Same.
I just put soy sauce on it, and it's good.
Really, though?
I'm straight, bro.
But sushi's not cheap either. Like,
yeah.
If you got an addiction to.
That's why it's an addiction.
And like, and with me, Manny, I love to cook. I love to prep. I love to do certain things. That's the one thing I never tried was trying to do sushi because I like to go have sushi.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know?
Yeah, but I tried it myself, but I couldn't do it good at home. It's not, it doesn't taste the same.
Nah, man. Do you have a favorite? Do you have a must order that got to hit the table?
Man, I like the mussels, bro. The mussels always have to hit the table. I'll go through the mussels.
All right. Well, hell, man, I'm going to put you on hold, man. I'd love for you to take us out. I mean, I'd love to have some sushi with you. But yeah, like my cousin Barry, man, pound, pound, Barry. Man, he will not eat sushi.
Oh, really?
The two times that he's tried it, both times he regurgitated.
Did he have... What about a tempura hot roll? Maybe he'll like that.
Well, why don't you call him?
My dad loves ceviche, but he can't do sushi.
Huh,
really?
Yeah. It's so weird.
Mmm.
Sushi's delicious.
All right. Well, there you go. Everybody over here all hungry now.
Yeah, man, what the hell?
Everybody thinking about what they would have. Big Boys Big Neighborhood. Boys.
You're checking out Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3. LA's new home for hip hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood, what's your secret addiction? Natalia, you got something?
I got a lot of people answering on my Instagram, but this one, she didn't want to go on air, but it's because she said that D. Come on.
Maybe that's her addiction.
I know, but don't be all cute like that and then not want to be on everything.
Melita, well, she's probably not talking about her man either, though.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes people hear the voices, you know.
That is true.
She's probably like, that's exactly why I didn't want to be on air, because you were going to stretch it out, dude. You're just going to say something that wasn't true. Yeah, that's a hell of a addiction.
Yes,
no pun intended.
Yes, it is.
All righty now.
Fix some of the ones that I got from social. The first one, it's making love. I got that a lot. Then nicotine, Call of Duty, and anime.
Go ahead now. Addicted to anime.
Big, I know so many people that are addicted to anime.
Really?
Yeah, like I know a
just
lot
like
of people.
Just like watching it all the time, I guess?
Yeah, there's like a whole community too.
Comic books, cards, everything, the toys.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Hey, Lou, your dad not going to call up about being addicted to porn in a cell phone?
Not at
all. You can't get your dad on to talk about his porn addiction?
He's in Mexico
how
right now, bro.
How you got to watch it on a little screen? Makes him feel better about himself?
Pretty much.
Come on, man. Call Pops. I thought for sure when we were talking about this, man, when we were just off air, you were like, I'm going to get my dad on.
Nah.
All righty. Well, we'll go to Alejandra then, all right?
Let's
bring Alejandra into the neighborhood. Alejandra, hello.
Hello.
Hello there. Alejandra, what's your secret addiction?
Yes, I drink a bottle of champagne every morning.
A bottle of champagne every morning?
Yes.
Wow.
Every morning.
Like the big bottle?
Like one of them little bottles that you would get? Or are you talking about like a bottle of champagne?
No, a bottle of champagne.
Are you driving right now?
I'm driving right now, but I don't have my champagne yet.
Okay, so you drink a bottle of champagne before what time are you done with it?
It depends when I get out and what I have to do, but I usually get it, you know, like around 9 or 10, and I just, you know, go on making breakfast and do my thing, and I go to work like around 5:30, so I'm good then. And
Wow. So you drink a bottle of champagne every morning, or you drink a bottle of champagne a day?
A day, yeah. Because then I go to work and I just come home and really do nothing else but shower and go to bed.
I heard that.
You're living the life.
Yeah.
Do you get tipsy or do you get drunk off of champagne?
No, actually, I get a little buzz, but it puts me in the mood to do the house chores. You know, just make breakfast or make lunch or make dinner before I go to work. So I just usually do my thing.
You know what, Natalia, I got to tell you, continue with your up to 4 cups of coffee a day. Because if you had to sit over here and do like neighborhood news and all that, and you had to take a bottle of champagne to the head, I don't know. I don't want to say it's a problem.
I'd fall asleep.
There it is. All righty, Big Boys Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. Nathalia's up in here. Your neighborhood news. Rick Ross in the neighborhood news.
Big, when I imagine Rick Ross, I imagine luxury cars. Mm. I imagine money, champagne, girls. I do not imagine a John Deere tractor. Oh, yeah. But that is exactly what Rick Ross showed off the other day.
I need a name for my tractor. I done had it a year, but I still ain't gave her a name. We got to give her a name. I'ma still cut the grass. I don't give a where I'm at. I'ma cut the grass. I'ma tell them I want them to tint my lawnmower, have my AC, have my Bluetooth. But when I get here, I don't even listen to music. I just clear my mind. You heard me? I come up with ideas, concepts, ways to motivate myself. Let's go.
He's on like a lawnmower too,
like a big tractor. Here's the deal.
Oh, okay.
He has a massive house, which is on 235 acres of land. God. So he's got.
They shot Coming to America too there.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
it's huge, right? So when he first bought the place, someone told him, "You know the owner before you, which was boxer Evander Holyfield." Why can't I say his name?
Evander Holyfield.
Thank you.
Hello.
They said it cost him $1 million a year to get the grass cut because it was so big.
Yeah, landscape got to be ridiculous.
Crazy. So he was like, I'm not paying that. So that's why he got the John Deere tractor. That's why he mows his own lawn. He says it takes him 5 hours to cut the grass, but he says that's how he saves money because
I heard that.
He's like, I don't like to throw money away.
Save $1 million a year.
Yeah.
He also says other ways that he likes to save money is he does not fly private all the time. He says he flies commercial whenever he can. And get this, he goes antiquing. He goes and he says, I love finding beautiful things that cost $8 or $20 at swap meets and antique stores.
I love that.
Isn't that amazing?
And he collects aluminum cans, if y'all gonna believe all that other stuff. You know what I'm saying? But what is your hack to save money?
Oh,
have you saw my bottle ketchup hack?
Or any bottle. The swingy?
Yeah, man. Anything that's low on, like, you know, supply when you got ketchup or anything like that. I got this thing where I rotate it, like, do my arm in a circle and all the ketchup go right there.
You taught me that? I've done it since then.
Forever and a day. What's your hack to save money? You got the toothpaste one, I'll show you as well. Hit us up, 866-246-8923. That's 866-246-8923. What's your hack to save money, Big Boys Neighborhood?
Welcome to Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood, what's your hack to save money? 866-246-8923. Let's bring Mimi into the neighborhood. Mimi, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Mimi. Mimi, what's your hack to save money?
So I got the Family Dollar app, and I never pay full price for detergent, ever.
Really?
Wait, what?
So you say Wait, give me the app again.
Family Dollar.
Family Dollar app.
Yep.
All righty, and you never...
And you never miss the coupons.
And you never pay full price for a detergent?
Nope.
I heard ever. That, man. And you guys probably haven't noticed, you know... Hey, dude, detergent is expensive.
Yes,
yeah.
It is.
Hell yeah, it is.
And at some point, man, they made it, like, more expensive in, like, the last five years. It's ridiculous. And what else can you find on this?
When I started padding myself.
What else can you find on this app?
Everything. You could get razors. You could get body wash.
Let's start promoting it because I don't want nobody else to jump on before I get on and go shopping. I
this
heard
is so
that.
Cool. I'm reading about it. Oh my gosh, you just put me up on some good stuff, girl.
Hell yeah.
Is it for different stores or just one store?
No, different.
It's for the Family Dollar store.
Oh, okay. That's
alrighty.
Right.
Oh, they said in stores. I thought it meant all stores.
There it is. Yeah. In stores. See, huh? Yeah, so let's let Mimi tell it. So it's just at the Family Dollar store. You get the app and you can take advantage of a lot of the sales that's going on.
Yep, and you clip the coupon, and sometimes they have the detergent on sale already. So if you clip the coupon, you get extra money out. So instead of paying like $5 for a thing a game, you pay like $1.90-something.
I love it, man.
Whoa.
Either that, I can tell you how I save even more money.
Mimi,
I'm going to bring my dirty clothes to your house. You know what I'm saying? There it is. All right.
You're in Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, what's your hack to save money? Let's bring Tiffany into the neighborhood. Tiffany, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Tiffany. Tiffany, what is your hack to save money?
I actually have two, and one of them I got from TikTok. And so what you do is you get envelopes, and it's just called the envelope challenge, and you do 1 to 100. So you write a number on every envelope, And then every day you put that amount in the envelope. So like on a payday in that week, I will start on the higher ones, go like 199, 89. And then on weeks where I don't get paid, I'll just go, you know, forward and do like $1. So from February up until May, I was able to save almost $8,000 by doing that. And then my second hack is I make all my own soaps, lotions, hair products, everything, so I don't have to purchase it from the store.
Wow. I heard that. Okay, yeah, now explain the envelope hack again. Mm-hmm. You get 100 envelopes?
Yeah, you just go grab 100 envelopes, write 1, 2, 3, you know, 1 to 100. So every envelope will get its own number. And so every day you just pull an envelope and fill it with whatever amount is on that.
Man,
number,
mine be filled with IOUs and I get back at you.
Next week.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like the ones in the one to the 10 every day. And you pull
yeah,
so I can pull out 100 one day, then 99 yeah. the next day.
Yeah, and wow. so like I said, on pay week I go with the bigger numbers, and then on my off week.
Right. So is it? Are you doing it randomly, or you know exactly which envelope you're picking? Because if you say on pay weeks, you'll probably pick the $100, right? So you it's not random.
Yeah. It's not random. No, I start like if I started the challenge on pay week, I would start at 100 and go back for 7 days, and then the next week I will go forward for 7 days. So I'll start 1, 2, 3. And then just do it back and forth for 7 days
that.
Like
that's
that.
That's hell of a.
It definitely saved me some cash. I even got my son to do it and my husband as well.
I heard that. Hell yeah, if you got it.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like, man, some people can't put the $100 in the envelope.
Yeah.
Open up the envelope, be like, gotcha. Yeah. Or you go back in and be like, wait, where the money at? Be like, oh, baby, I'm sorry, right. I checked that.
The best part is you tuck it away and you literally forget about it. It's like you don't spend it, or at least I didn't. Man. I didn't spend it.
Now watch when we get off this phone with this life hack. You say you save $8,000. Watch how many people start to check in on you.
Yeah.
Hey, Tiff girl, how you doing?
How are you?
Yeah, I heard you this morning. Hey, y'all stick around. Y'all radios, Big Boys Big Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip-hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Big Neighborhood, boy. What's your hack to save money? Let's bring Emily into the neighborhood. Emily, hello.
Hello.
Hello there, Emily. Emily, what's your life hack to save money?
My hack is to basically take my money out of the bank and put it in a safe. My boyfriend taught me this, and it's been really helpful. Just so I don't see the money, I don't spend it.
Right. So you take your money out of the bank because you can go to the ATM, you can get the receipt, you know exactly what's in there, and you put it in a safe.
Yes, and it's been super helpful. That way I forget about it, and I don't spend it.
Now, when was the last time you've been in your safe?
Say that again?
When was the last time you went into your safe?
I would say maybe about 2 weeks ago to pay off credit card debt.
Go on in there and see if your money's still in there, because that sounds like your boyfriend or your husband's trying to take your money.
Count it all.
No.
Listen to me. You putting your money in there. He's going in there. He's taking your money.
Yeah.
Are you at home? Are you at home right now, Emily?
No, I'm at work, actually.
Okay. Well, when you get home, check and then call us back tomorrow to tell me how right I am.
No, okay, yeah.
But that and how long have you been doing that hack, Emily? How long has that been?
I would say maybe about 3 months.
Really?
Like strict 3 months. Yeah.
And it works for you?
It really does. Yeah. It just paid off a credit card with that hack.
And then if it's out of sight, it's out of mind. If it's not there, I heard that. And it appears to be working.
Yeah, and since we're not living together yet, so it's even harder for me to actually spend it, because I would have to drive to his house, pick it up, and then go spend it.
Oh, so it's at his house?
Yeah.
See, exactly what I was saying, you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah, man.
Come on, Emily.
His life hack to save money is to spend hers. Yeah.
No.
Right.
Wait, you said your boyfriend and girlfriend are married?
Boyfriend and girlfriend, right?
Yeah, he's my boyfriend.
I heard that. How long y'all been together?
We've been together for almost 7 years, and we have a baby on the way.
Yeah, see, I knew I saw something like this on Channel 2. Yeah, man. I was watching this same story. Be careful, Emily.
Husband leaves with money.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
That's the boyfriend bandit, right?
No.
No, I'm just playing with you.
He wouldn't.
No. All righty, Emily. Okay. Hey, and save that money. I ain't mad at you. All right.
Put your money in my pocket.
Come here. Yeah.
Put
your money in this bandana with my money. All righty. What is your life hack? All right, to save money. What is your hack to save money? Y'all hit us up, Big Boys Neighborhood.
Big laughs, big stars, big hip hop hits. It's Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood. All righty now. We got a Father's Day tone phone tap for you right now. This is Father's Day massage, where Luther tries to get an unsuspecting man to leave his grandfather, who the guy has never met, a nice message. It's a message. Father's Day message right here, man. Well, let's get into your phone tap right here, Big Boys Neighborhood.
What you gonna do? All we need now is the right word or two to make it all stick like glue. Got you.
Hello,
man. Speak to please.
Speaking.
I was calling in reference to my grandfather, Stanley Smith.
What about him?
Yeah, do you remember my grandfather, Stanley Smith? They called him Stanley Cup.
I heard the name, but remember, you said you want what now?
Yeah, well, this is what's going on with him right now, sir, is that, you know, for Father's Day, we're putting together a celebration, and he's getting up in years right now. But I just kind of wanted to get in touch with some of his old friends and just try to see if I can get like a recording or something like that where people can wish him a happy Father's Day.
Uh-huh.
And just talk from your heart.
Okay.
All right. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is we all in the family and all, you know, we love you. I hope you have a happy Father's Day.
Could you say something about, I know you love vanilla ice cream with M&M peanuts in it.
Oh, I know you love ice cream and peanuts in it.
Can you say something like, you know, drink your water, but make sure that you have your diaper on?
Oh, drinking glass of water to make your diet going.
Say, I miss you.
I miss you. I remember the old day of the southern atmosphere. And happy Father's Day.
You know, thank you so much.
I hope whatever you need that I could give you, okay. I would do the best I could to help you.
Could you tell my grandfather just real quick, like, hey, keep your teeth in your mouth. You need them.
Keep your teeth in your mouth. You need them.
There it is. I appreciate you. You have yourself a great day, man, and happy Father's Day to you.
Happy Father's Day.
Two fingers. You know what two fingers is?
No.
Peace.
Oh.
Peace.
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 All righty. Peace.
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 All right.
Peace.
Peace.
Phone taps on the tins every hour, every day, right here at Big Boys Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boys Neighborhood.
Celebrity scandal.
Oh, my God.
I know. It's scandalous.
All righty, celebrity scandal.
Oh,
Natalia.
Big, this story just kept going and going. It involves NBA player James Harden, Sweetie, and 50 Cent, and it's all because sort of like a lie that went around. So there was this this rumor that James Harden sent Sweetie $100,000 using the Cash App, and it was all for a date. Like, oh, I want to date you, Sweetie.
Here's that story. Right? I was like,
Well, he like responded really quickly. Mm-hmm. It was no big deal. He said cap. He put a little baseball cap, all cap, right? Well, from there, it got worse because Quavo, I forgot to mention, he was sort of involved in this. Quavo liked the tweet that had the rumor in it. From there, it went to 50 Cent. And then 50 Cent took it a step further and said, wait, he is a superstar. Why the blank is he paying a B to go on a date? And then tagged Sweetie's ex. So that's Quavo. He tagged Quavo. He said, see what you did, Quavo? They don't know.
What grade is 50 Cent in? Like, dude, he reminded me like a middle schooler or something. Right. Stuff.
Day, he said, they don't know what they like till they see somebody with it. Shaking my head, LOL, help me understand this. Well, after that, James Harden was like, bro, this is a lie. It's not true. And so he put this up on his Instagram, not mentioning 50 Cent, but we know it was towards 50 Cent. He said, I'm tired of people creating these false stories knowing I really don't speak on BS. Leave me out of all the weird trash blank. Back to my real life. Mm. Then he went on to say, people on here just making blank up for the clout. I really stay out of the way. Cash App, $100,000, bet it. And then someone else brought up, You can't even send $100,000.
But she got me on the counter. Wasn't me. Saw me banging on the sofa. Wasn't me.
Yeah, $100,000 cash. You know what I mean? Hell no.
What I do appreciate, though, is that this is so beneath Sweetie that she's not even going to respond or even put light on it whatsoever.
But 50 Cent did, right?
Yeah, but 50 Cent shining all the flashlights on
it. Hell yeah, man.
He's fun sometimes, but he... 50, you gotta
this
know what's real.
This jump in everything, man.
Doesn't he?
Yeah, man.
He has a lot of time.
Yeah.
He never apologizes when he knows he's wrong or it was fake or he messed up. It's just like, hey,
he'll just laugh it off.
And look at him. We're talking about it.
Yeah.
You know exactly what he's doing. The man is a genius.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But James Harden did not send Sweetie $100,000 for a date.
Okay, understood. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
This is Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood. Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Dawg?
Man, this NBA just season it was different, obviously.
This one hurts.
Yeah, man. Last year, we had it in the bubble. This year, it was, you know, we had some, finally, towards the end, we're having some people in the stands and stuff like that, and the playoffs that are happening right now are getting more intense. But one of the biggest stories, like we're still talking about it, is Chris Paul, man, from the Phoenix Suns.
Oh,
you know, advancing to the Western Conference Finals with the Phoenix Suns, sweeping the Denver Nuggets,
man. Balling out of control.
Balling out of control, man, showing everybody else. And then we hear this.
Phoenix star point guard Chris Paul has entered the NBA's health and safety protocol and is out indefinitely, jeopardizing his availability for the Western Conference Finals. If Paul is already vaccinated against COVID, he could be facing a shorter absence from the Suns.
That's what indefinitely means. So.
Yes, man. So he is in protocols. We've seen this before with other players throughout the season. They take 14 days, 15 days, 16 days, depends.
Right.
And then they join their teams. But just the fact that the Western Conference Finals can start.
He was doing so well.
Before that,
man, as Wendy Williams once said, impersonating Nicki Minaj, what does that mean? Indefinitely.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Yeah, man.
Hey, just from Chris Paul, and then you mentioned this. You know, Chris Paul, like you said, he is the National Basketball Players Association president.
Yeah, man.
So he helped a lot of these protocols so these players can be safe and do a lot of that.
And we were just watching the game like over the weekend, right?
Yeah.
And I was telling my wife, I was like, man, I hope Chris Paul get his ring.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I hope he get his ring. It seemed like it was almost always a squad that was almost there. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
even in the bubble last year when he got hurt, and then Devin Booker kind of showed out last season. And we're like, who's Devin Booker? Because Chris Paul wasn't there. And he had an injury last year also. It seems like, damn, postseason.
And whatever it is, man, we'll find out more information. And when we find out more, of course, we'll talk about it a little bit more. But that just sucks. That sucks, man. Y'all stick around y'all radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Welcome to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, your neighborhood news. Nathalia Trey Songz in the neighborhood news.
Oh, he has someone saying sorry to him big time, big. And this is all because he was just doing his thing, taking a little nap. He was sleeping, and I guess someone at his party decided to film him while he was sleeping. This was a girl that was like hanging out with him and partying with him, and she filmed him while he was sleeping, which I don't understand why girls do this.
Understand why dudes drop their guards and fall asleep in front of these girls.
Right.
I'm blaming the victim here.
Yeah.
Okay, Trey Songz is the victim. Sorry about that.
Well, now she is apologizing because I definitely think she wants to get invited back again. But she went out to say, oh, I've done this before. I've done this all the time. I posted to my Snapchat and it's never gone out like this. It's never been put up.
Trey sleeping or other men?
Other celebrities.
Damn, what the hell?
So this is part of her apology, but specifically to Trey.
Trey, I apologize. I put it out there publicly and I apologize publicly.
Oh.
I apologize. I am woman enough to admit when I wrong, and I know I wrong, so that's why I apologize. When I ain't wrong, I ain't about to apologize.
Dude, how much schooling does he? What does he sound? Does he sound? Man, does he sound ridiculous?
Is she missing like some syllables?
I apologize. I put it out there publicly. I apologize publicly. I apologize.
She say publicly.
Wait, listen. When I wrong, and I know I wrong, so that's why I apologize.
I know I wrong.
When I ain't wrong, I ain't about to apologize.
Trey, man, come on, bro. Man. I don't want to blame the victim. You're a victim here, but man, please, let's not drop our guards here. Anybody see what she look like? Do I take a risk?
Oh my
God. What does she look like?
Little bit. She's a little. She got some girls on her. She got some girls on her. She's
really
a pretty girl.
Oh my
But after that, Trey decided to have a little fun with it and respond to it. And this is, he posted a video of him listening to this song.
But she got me on the counter.
wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
It wasn't me.
Call me daddy sleeping. So was it not him?
No, it was him. Oh, okay. He came. He left a comment, actually, and he was like, look, guys, I was just playing. I was joking.
There's so many dudes that got caught up like that,
right?
Man.
You can't trust nobody.
Yeah, he's probably going to hook up with her again.
Are there any guys that knock down these hot celebrities? You know, it's a trip because you see, like a lot of celebrities, mm-hmm. they have men, they have these one-night stands, mm-hmm. right? Do ladies have one-night stands? Like,
that's
you
a
know?
Good question,
I think every now and then
back
they might,
in the
like,
days, did Beyonce say, hey, go get that dude in the yellow shirt?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I think they definitely maybe, like, make out with a guy here and there, but I feel like they have to be even more careful and not do
when
that.
Somebody going to knock, like, I know girls
mm-hmm.
that knocked down celebrities.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know one dude that say, hey, man, you know, Christina Aguilera or Jennifer, I got her.
Hey, they man, the one thing night, is, even if a guy says that, we probably won't believe him.
Right.
That's true.
Yeah, right, bro. And I'd be like, oh, you slut. That's what I say to him. I'm like, man, you over there, you star effer. That's what I would say to him. There it is, man. Well, hey. Hey, as she says, she's sorry. Instead of blah, blah, blah. There it is, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that? Hey, it's your partner, Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio. We have the most fun on your radio. Luigi's Rotten Tamales Review. What up, Lou?
We got to talk about the Fast 9 trailer that dropped. There is a new character to announce.
John Cena!
John Cena is going to be a part of F9, bro. This is the twist. He's going to pop up as somebody's brother. Guess whose brother it is.
We've taken out planes, trains, tanks. I'm not going to even think about the submarine. And now we got cars flying in the air. Who is he?
Jacob is...
Uh-oh.
Dom's brother.
You always say never turn your back on family. You turned your back on me.
John Cena
John
is
Cena.
Vin Diesel's character's brother.
His little brother.
Okay, so what? It must be like some kind of adoption or something going something. On.
What do you mean? They're identical.
You can write anything, huh?
This trailer actually looks a little more exciting than the last one, I'm going to give it about like a 78% Rotten Tamales review.
Really though, man. Yeah, I like how you crunch your face up, too. That 78 was earned. Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio. Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's
Big
Neighborhood,
Boy.
Ani's up in here. What up, Ani?
What up, Big?
Oh, nothing new music.
Yeah, Big, I'm so excited for this.
I can tell.
Because F9 is coming out, and right before they come out, like a week before the movie drops, they'll drop their soundtrack, and their soundtrack is always so good.
Hello.
So many features. Like, this time, we're going to have 19 tracks. We're going to have A$AP Rocky, Pop Smoke, Offset, Trippie Redd. Then we have a song with Ty Dolla $ign, Jack Harlow, 24K Golden, and it's called I Want.
New whip, I just hit a button and suddenly there's no top in it.
No top in it.
But I still get plenty in it. Then I give it at Jimi Hendrix. Lusted over by plenty women. Say I look just like Diggy Simmons. Fresh Prince, I get jiggy with it.
Medals round my neck because I won, I won. Now my mama set because I won, I won. Out here making bands do what I want.
Hello. I need you doing a thing.
I love them both. And then the other song that we just got before this album drops this week is called Fast Lane. It features Don Toliver, Lil Durk, and Lotto.
Yeah, hey. Moving on, speeding through the fast lane. They say I know magic, how my wheels change. They don't see what I see. Love is the game, you know it's past me.
Bet they get the message, I'm the best of the best. Got you get the bag and blow it, you get yours and you stretch. I be living life fast, I pray to God I don't wreck. And I'm still waiting for a zip check.
High speed the cars, that mean all my cars tenin' them. All the scammers calling me with cars, I need 10 of them. How these chickens dressing with these cars, no, they rentin' them. I could put some rappers all on blast, but they ain't gonna mention it.
Man, it sounds like it's going to be a great soundtrack, great movie as well.
Yeah, but I'm so excited for this now. Because, you know, it preps you. You're like, this is what we're going to be watching the movie too.
Are you going to go see the movie?
Oh, yeah. It's a tradition.
Oh, really though?
Yeah, every year I have to watch it with my brother and my two cousins at a movie theater.
I'm going too then.
Yeah, they'll love you there. Man, oh, they'll I'm be so excited.
Go ahead now. You sure?
Will you really come?
No, I'm just playing. Okay. I won't. But I'm going to watch it and we can compare notes. Like, oh, how did you like it? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, definitely. I don't want to, you know, come between y'all. You know,
you're
tradition.
Not coming. No, they'll
fine.
Love
it's
you
fine.
There.
No, it's all great. Y'all stick around your radios, Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're checking out Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood, Louis G up in here. What up, Lou Doll?
Let's have a pop quiz!
Hello! Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you heard the announcement. It's Louis G, and he said, let's have a pop quiz. What do we have a quiz on today, Louis G?
Ladies and gentlemen, today, Google Trends has announced that each state's most searched misspelled words.
Misspelled words.
The way they found out this data was they search, how do you spell so-and-so? Here are some of the key words, and I want to do a pop quiz with you. And I want to start with Ani, contestant number one.
Nervous.
Ani in D.C., the most misspelled word that they try to search and how to spell is succeed. Can you please spell succeed?
S-U-C-C-E-E-D.
Oh, correct! Hey,
now. Yeah. Yeah. I wasn't sure if it was
Ani. All right.
Here we go. Let's go with Natalia. Natalia, in New Hampshire, the word is definitely.
Oh, the two words I know how to spell.
D-E-F-I-N-I-T-L-E-L-Y.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah. She almost stumbled, but she got it right.
All right.
And the number one word that people want to learn how to spell is, Big, this is for you.
Uh-oh, is it receipt?
Quarantine.
Q-U-A-R-A-N-T-I-N-E. Quarantine.
That's just a few of them. Some other ones were coronavirus, government.
Who doesn't know how to spell coronavirus?
Separate, which favorites. State?
Right.
Like, those are just some of the states.
Wait, what's the word that Florida can't spell?
Florida can't spell pharaoh.
Oh, my bad.
Pharaoh.
Pharaoh, okay.
P-H-A, right? Uh-huh. Pharaoh, okay. All right, there it is.
P-H-A-R-A.
Oh, wait.
You looking at it?
Yeah.
I was looking at it.
Go to Florida,
Here's another one that a lot of people misspell, and I want this one to Ani, all right? Ready? Witch.
Which?
Right? W-I-T-C-H?
Or W-H-I-C-H?
Correct!
Which one?
Which witch are you talking about? But yeah, man, those are
what
some
about
of the
live?
Most...
Do you know how to spell live?
Live, L-I-V.
What about live?
L-I-V.
Look at this dude. Oh, my God!
Is it?
All right, let me see.
It's the same thing, right?
If you miss one, you got to buy breakfast.
All right. Government.
G-O-V-E-R-M-E-N-T. Government.
All right.
Yeah. G-O-V-E-R. Government. Yeah, M-E-N-T, bro.
Say it again.
Your own story. Say
G O V E.
It's on here, the sheet that you was reading off of.
G O V E R. Go. Oh, G O V E R N M E N T. Is there an N?
Oh,
yeah!
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all stick around. Yeah, look at this. You know what I'm saying? When the teacher learns from the students. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
You're waking up to Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Real 92.3, LA's new home for hip-hop, is standing up against racism and racial injustice in all our communities. Big Boy's Neighborhood.
Celebrity hookup.
I love you.
I know.
Celebrity hookup. Natalia, what we got?
All right, A$AP Rocky, his new documentary, Stockholm Syndrome, which documents everything that happened when he got locked up in Sweden, has finally been released. But beforehand, you know, A$AP received a lot of support from a lot of people over here, overseas, people speaking out, trying to help him while he was over there. But he also got a lot of support from his now girlfriend, Rihanna.
Really?
And so he was asked, how does it feel to have Rihanna's support?
I mean, it was important having that support in real life, you know? And I think it just shows it will reveal in the doc, you know? It's just how it is in real life. It's amazing, and I'm honestly, truly blessed.
He had a little twinkle in his eye when he said that, because, you know, he's all in love.
Filter face, that's what I call him.
Filter face.
Well, it was really dope, because she does have a cameo in the documentary as well. So not only did she really supported him while he was over there, and even afterwards as well, going to different shows with him. And then during the pandemic, they went on their own little road trip together. I love this relationship between Rihanna and A$AP.
You love a lot of relationships.
Yes, I do.
That doesn't say too much.
I love when people find love and can, you know, be happy together and find a relationship. But
she looked at, remember when we had those two aunts in here? She's like, oh, no, don't kill them. Look at the love. You're like, oh my gosh.
They're on a date.
I wonder what they're saying.
But one thing that A$AP Rocky did confess is that Trump's involvement, Trump's support during that time kind of made it a little worse. So, it's kind of funny to hear that now. But the next thing that A$AP Rocky is doing, what is he up to next? Just doing A$AP things.
What's next for me is what I was doing before I went to prison. Me and the prettiest motherfucker ever. We breaking headlines and making history with creativity.
This reminded me of you, Big. Just
my
because...
man said before I went to prison. He said before that little situation incarcerated. You know what I'm saying? Before I went to prison.
But because you always call him Filter Face when he's just like being the prettiest mofo out here. Just...
That dude, man. Yeah, I call A$AP Rocky Filter Face.
He's so good looking. Yeah, man. His skin is so nice.
And I mean,
so
he
nice.
Could be down the block and I say Filter Face and he'll know it's me.
He'll know. So congratulations to A$AP for your documentary coming out. And I need to see some photos of you and Riri together.
There
Come
it
on.
Is, man. Y'all Pop stick it. Around y'all radios, Big Boy. Neighborhood.
Check this out.
Who that?
Hey, it's your partner Big Boy from Big Boy's Neighborhood on iHeartRadio.
Here's another in case you missed it moment with us.
Migos in the neighborhood, man. Welcome back.
What's happening?
Yes, sir.
What's
hey, man, this let me know right here that the world is coming back.
Right?
Yes, sir.
When you go to build an album like Culture 3, what was the importance of like Juice WRLD and Pop Smoke features?
That was important. That was I had a relationship with Pop Smoke. We had a relationship with Pop Smoke and it was just important. We had so many records. Me and him was about to make an album, so I just felt like I had to put Pop on there. RP to my dog Pop. We just made so much good music, and us on a New York drill beat is just like magic.
She like you slick, but run up. I tell her work, Rihanna. Everything work, Madonna. Only here selected diamonds.
Thank you for listening. It is your partner, Big Boy, Big Boy's Neighborhood. You can catch more of us right here on iHeartRadio.
Making a profit. Big Boy, yeah, narcotics. Hold me a drink and it's toxic. New York dripping and straight out the faucet.
Big Boy's Neighborhood, we're going to go ahead and get on out of here. Definitely want to thank you guys for hanging out with us in the neighborhood. Once again, thank you to Ani. New music from Fast and Furious 9 is here, man. Can't wait to see that in the theaters as well, man. And I had a chance to go to the set. In England.
Yeah, man.
So I know exactly what certain things look like. So I just want to do one of those. Hey, I was there.
Yeah.
I was there. But no, Fast and Furious, that's on the 25th. Mm-hmm. The 25th, man. And I'm going to make sure we should do it as a neighborhood, not. And also, in case you missed it, Migos were in the neighborhood for In Case You Missed It. Always great to have Migos in the neighborhood.
So we're not going to see Fast 9 together?
Say what now?
We're not going to see
Fast 9.
Oh, yeah,
we're definitely going to see it.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah.
Theaters are opening up right now.
We can definitely go see it. Not together. What?
Yeah, we should go together.
Hey, bro, you shouldn't even want to go to. I'm doing this for you.
Yeah. What?
Remember one time we went to the movies and I swapped I hid your soda. And then you picked up a soda that was there from the movie before and drunk it.
It just so happens to be the same size.
Yeah,
the same damn soda, bro.
I took his soda and I didn't know that there was another soda just happened to be on the floor.
Same size, same drink, bro.
Yeah, and he picked it up and was drinking, and it was all warm. It must have been left over from the movie prior. I blame that on the staff. I blame that on the staff. All righty, and also, 50 Cent, mind your business. Stay out of people's celebrity scandals.
Stop it.
You know what I'm saying? And that's coming from Natalia, because you know I don't want no beef with you. And all the fellas out there, man, stop doing that. My wife or my girlfriend, she just left.
Yeah,
you know,
man, come over.
Text Please. To your girl, come over, and then your girl get upset.
Don't be
Something happened to you?
Mm-hmm.
It's your fault.
You're an idiot.
Best believe that, man. But no, and we're going to go do that movie thing, too.
Yeah, all right, good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no. Oh, man. I got to go see him with my brother. My brother, his birthday is on the 30th.
Oh.
I remember I told my brother Mouse.
Comes out on the 25th. We can go.
I know, but it's for his birthday.
Oh, gotcha.
His birthday is on the 30th,
birthday,
man.
Lou.
So, my dad and we all take
Wait,
him.
What?
We're all going to take him. All right, man. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us, man. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Right?
Thank you. Say what now?
You haven't seen your dad.
Right.
Man.
That's why this is so special. Enjoy the rest of your day. We are Big Boy's Neighborhood, and we are gone.